Like we always do at this time, what's up, y'all? It is Jamil Jude, your artistic director at Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company, and it is Thursday, so you know what we do. We do the podcast. Welcome to episode 13. Is it in there? Switch it around just in case I get flipped around. Y'all, thank you so very much for rocking with us all these weeks during this quarantine season. Been so happy that we've been able to shift our programming to continue to connect with you all, our amazing audience base and patrons. Just love Thursdays because I know I get an opportunity to chat with some amazing people. And I got some amazing people today. I got three of the Four Direction Apprentices. The Four Direction Apprentice program was started with four local theaters here in Atlanta as an opportunity to get early career arts administrators opportunities in our various organizations to kind of learn the ropes. I mean, apprentice. So we have three of the amazing apprentices with us today. They'll share with us their own particular journeys, a little bit about the Four Direction Apprentice Program. But most specifically, they helped True Colors compile our Juneteenth celebration. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. As always, thank you all for your donations. This is another drive. We really appreciate it. It's been amazing just to see you guys, and see that dollar sign tick up every week. So thank you guys for that. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Quick things, Juneteenth. So for anybody who's on the podcast and is like, what is Juneteenth? All right, well, hey, let's talk a little bit about it. Juneteenth, also known as Liberation Day, that's what I like to call it. 1865 is when in Texas, some enslaved Africans didn't know they were free when Abraham Lincoln gave that proclamation saying, like, hey, let's go ahead and set this enslaved people free in 1862. That word didn't travel intentionally to some enslaved people in all parts of the South, but most specifically Texas until 1865 on the 19th of June, 1865. So it's the day that we've been celebrating the liberation of Black people. But, hey, especially here we are 155 years later, we still are asking questions about when is our actual Liberation Day. We'll talk a little bit about that today. But you guys always come here not to hear me talk, but to hear me talk to my guests. So I want to go ahead and bring the first guest forward, Mr. Robbie Miles.
Robbie comes to us after having spent a little bit of time in the Windy City, I believe. Robbie, is that right? You were in
That
Chicago?
is Chicago, man. Chi-town, all the way,
What's
man.
up,
White Sox
Robbie?
fan. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate you joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, like I said, I gave a little bit that you got here from Chicago, but tell people a little bit about who you are and how you found your way here to Atlanta.
Sure. So again, I'm Robbie Miles. I am originally from Chicago. I then moved. I've been in Atlanta for almost 2 years now. Whew, goodness, it's flying by. My father stays out here, and for a couple of years, he's noticed the theater scene, and he said that this would be something that's great for me, knowing that I've been doing theater since I was 6 years old, running my own theater company, everything like that, before coming down here. So I said, I'm still young. Why not take this opportunity to leap? And so I'm here, and so far I've had nothing but great opportunities, stepping out and trying things and that I've never thought I would try and succeeding in doing those things. So here I am.
Man, shout out to all the people who have taken that big leap. I think we all can relate to that and where it lands you. You just kind of step out on faith or
Thanks.
whatever it is and just say, hey, I'm gonna go try this thing. So shout out to your dad
Exactly.
too, because we appreciate him bringing you down. So Robbie, you are one of the Four Direction Apprentices. Tell us a little bit, give us the high level thing about what the Four Direction Apprentice program is and maybe something that you have gleaned from your time.
So we're part of the Four Directions Apprenticeship Program. We're able to work with four different theaters. We had the opportunity to work with True Colors Theater. We are currently right now at, yep, I know True Colors. And we're currently right now working with Seven Stages Theater right now. And we're getting ready to transition to work with Art Station and with Outfront Theater Company as well. With these companies, we get a chance to really dive into the administrative side along with the performance side as well, helping out in those kind of ways. And So far, I've again just through these the two theaters I've been with, I've received such great opportunities. True Colors, I was able to work with the August Wilson monologue competition, which was a great success, and I was really happy to be a part of that. To be a part of that process, and even with Seven Stages, with the thing, with the way that we're working, especially with how the world started in March, we've been able to be really creative with some of our projects and everything. So I've been really happy to explore all those things so far. So it's been pretty cool.
Yo, I don't know what alien inhabited Robbie's body. This is the most subdued I've ever seen him. I thought we were going to get the full Robbie Miles
Oh,
experience.
I mean, we're getting there. You gotta get, you know,
You
I'm
gotta
trying to be
warm
cool.
him up. Gotta
I
warm
gotta
you
be. I
guys
gotta
up.
look. I gotta look a little professional. That's all. You know, that's
I
all.
understand. I understand. You know, one thing I love about the Apprentice program, man, and it's very much how I started. So I think I have a special place for it in my heart. When I got started, was the opportunity to have a paid experience. To learn and to mentor, to be mentored by various administrators at a company. You know, at True Colors, you guys had access to everybody that you wanted to, and I imagine the same thing at Seven Stages. So
Yeah.
that's been really cool. But I also know you, Robbie, man. You're an artist. You've been running a theater company, like you said, since you were a little kid. And you've been making art, man. Talk to the people a little bit about your art making.
As like I said, when I was younger, I started my theater company just out of stories that I've had that I wanted to tell, that I feel needed to be told, whether this is stories of as a teenager that we're not seeing these shows because they feel like, oh, we're too young, we don't understand, even though that's exactly what we're going through at the moment. So I felt that it was important to write those kind of shows. And I just had different stories that I wanted to tell to the world. And as I've gotten older, and I'm discovering myself as an artist and as a human in general, I'm learning some things about myself that I'm okay with being and with my art making, because, you know, art is such a personal thing already. It's any art that I present, I make sure that it's a true representation of me, because it's my story and that's what I like to be a part of. So when it comes to creating it, I just look at like how can I relate to this and how can it help me grow as an artist and as a human, because I think that's the most important thing sometimes. So.
That's what's up, man. Your art connects us back to our, just it connects us. I think as artists, we have to be listening to everything that's entering through us, right? Like just becoming a vessel, and while it can be a vessel for our own understanding and our own learning, it also could be an opportunity to learn and inspire other people. I'm
Exactly.
really thankful for you guys to in your artistry that you've been working. So you all are working on two projects for us at True Colors for Juneteenth. Let's talk
Yes.
specifically about the work that you were doing with the city of South Fulton. Talk a little bit about what that process was like.
Yeah, so that process was is Fulton County was able to ask us to create a video that talks about what Juneteenth is, and especially during these times, I think it's very important to have that knowledge out. And so creating the video and being able to educate everyone about Juneteenth who don't know about it or heard about it but wasn't so sure, was really exciting, especially for someone like me who, like, I've heard about, there's so many things, just growing up black, that I've learned so many things, and to still learn things while creating that video alone was pretty amazing. It was a really fun process to be able to work with my other partners with the Four Directions apprenticeship program. To just the way to put our creativity together to create what this informative video that I think is very exciting to watch, to learn. And I think there's always a way to learn. I think it's great to try to put that out there to help people out with that. So.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You all are listening to True Colors Podcast, episode 13. I am rocking with right now Robbie Miles, one of the, there it is, there you got the numbers
Yeah.
right.
One of them.
One of the Four Direction apprentices. Shout out to Asha Blue for the donation. Really much. Thank you. Thank you very
Asha,
much.
whoop.
What's up, Asha? Good to see you, girl. So, Robbie, we were talking a little bit about just, you know, you using your artistry to help educate both, you know, yourself as you go through that process, but also others. Robbie, I want to talk about maybe some of the people who have, you know, introduced you, the and helped you understand better yourself in this world, especially the she griots in your life. Here's an opportunity to shout out any of the she griots in your life that have made an impact on you as a
Oof.
person, as an artist.
That's a long list for me. Of course, I'll start with my mother because that's number one. But I say that's a long list for me, not to try and excuse from it, but also because I think black women in this world are very important, and they've been very supportive, and I appreciate them so much. And so there's Nicki Tunes, who I was able to work with, at True Colors.
Shout out Nicki Tunes.
Nicki Tunes. I have numerous of teachers, and there's Miss Davis, my seventh to eighth grade teacher, who was very supportive of me and very pushing me for my creativity, of especially growing up in a neighborhood where funding for schooling wasn't there, but she was very supportive of, here's ways you could still be creative, and very supportive. Those are just to name a few. But I can say that almost every, I would say every black woman that's entered my life has been a true motivation, and I thank them for that, for helping me succeed as a black man in this world.
That's what's up, Robbie. That's what's up, man. Robbie, again, like I said, y'all are getting the subdued version of him, but go find him. Robbie, tell the people where they can connect with you, man. What's your IG handle?
Well, you can follow me everywhere. IG handle is at Robbie, RobbyMyLES. You can see some the videos I have up there, some songs I got up there, and different ways that I express my artistry. So it's so that's the best place to follow me and to keep up to date with me. So.
Batman, I was scrolling through Instagram the other day and I saw Robbie put up a photo shoot or something like that. I was like,
Right,
man, Robbie is keeping busy. He's
right, right,
keeping
right
busy.
against this wall right here. Look, see, if I'm trapped inside, I'm gonna do something inside.
There you go, man. Hey, artists,
Yeah.
we gotta get it out. So I
Exactly.
very much, sir, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for taking the time and thanks for your artistry and helping True Colors do our thing. It really, really means a lot to me. I'm happy that you are an apprentice with us, that you spent your time with us, but I'm really excited that the other theaters in the Atlanta arts scene are getting an opportunity to really benefit from your talent and your intelligence, brother. Keep doing your thing, man, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Appreciate that, man. Thanks, and thanks for having me on here.
Always, always.
All right.
Everybody, hey, what's up, y'all? This is True Colors Podcast, episode 13, where I'm talking to the Four Direction Apprentice. Sis, from the Four Direction Apprentice Program, which is a program with four Metro Atlanta theaters. I have a couple of the folks who have helped True Colors create our Juneteenth celebration. I'm gonna bring on Larson Kennedy in a second, but I failed to mention my shirt, my Human AF shirt, man. Big shout out to the Billie Holiday Theater out in Brooklyn, New York, for what they're doing right now. They took where we talk about True Colors being at the intersection of artistic excellence and civic engagement, man, they took to the streets along with some protesters in Brooklyn and they painted a Black Lives Matter street sign right in front of the Billie Holiday Theater and Restoration Plaza. So big shout out to them. They are my inspiration for my Juneteenth shirt, making sure everyone recognizes the Black Lives Matter and we are all human AF. So shout out to them. Go support Billie Holiday Theater if you can. And quick shout out to another donation came in. Thank you very much, Amina. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Amazing young actress, y'all. If y'all don't know her already, get familiar with her. She's been out here too, in the streets here in Atlanta protesting. I've been seeing her on social media, so it's been really great to see you. All right, let's bring on our second apprentice, Larson Kennedy. Larson, where are you? Here you are. Larson is coming with us. Like I said, she had an opportunity to get to know us at True Colors. And one thing I love about Larson is that she is about her business. She is always on it. You can always count on her to deliver on the goods. So we're really, really excited to have Larson Kennedy with us on the podcast. This is also me stalling while Larson's video pops up. And this is where now we hope technology works in our favor. All right. Well, while we wait for Larson, I wanted a couple of other things that I wanted to say about Juneteenth, and I was going to save it and allow our apprentices to talk a little bit about it. But I think what's important, especially again 155 years later from when we actually started celebrating this holiday. So, it's always been an opportunity for community to gather. And in a day and time when we have to be very careful about the way in which we gather, I want to make sure that we don't lose the importance of gathering in community to celebrate our liberation. And yes, right now we are fighting systemic injustice. We are fighting police brutality. We are fighting overt and covert racism. But what I think is important is that in order to do that, in order to really have that fight, we want to create some sense of unity, some sense of connection inside of our communities and along with our allies. In this time, let's do the work of staying connected, y'all. So that's what I'm hoping to push forward on as we look to tomorrow for our Liberation Day. Let's stay connected to one another. Let's do the things that provide our liberation. If that means that, hey, like sometimes you got to check out, you got to stay off social media, seeing the images on the news become traumatic and too much, do that because your own mental liberation is just as important as being out in the streets fighting for the liberation of our people as well. All right. Like we can't do what we need to do as people, as artists on this world, if our storage tanks are empty. So I just want to encourage people to, do what you need to do to take care of yourself. Practice your own mental liberation as well. Practice whatever that physical liberation that you need. Make sure that you're taking some time. It looks like we're having a little bit of trouble connecting with Larson. I do know our other apprentice is on here. So Tyra, go ahead and get ready. I'm giving you a 5, 4, 3. Get those last couple of, checks on your face and stuff like that, because we're gonna go ahead and jump to Tyra Watkins, another one of our Four Direction apprentices. What up, Tyra? Good.
Hey.
Way to be on the spot, girl. I appreciate it.
No problem. Gotta improv. This is theater.
This is theater. This is live theater, right? Tyra, man, tell people about yourself. I know that you are a 2020 graduate.
2020, shout out my class of 2020 graduates. We made it.
You did it. You did it. What university did you go to?
I went to the illustrious Clark Atlanta University. I am now a graduate. Had to rep my HBCU while I'm on here.
Of course, of course.
Graduated with a theater arts, Bachelor of Arts.
You joined some other illustrious Clark Atlanta graduates, Lisa Watson, our production manager, Kenya Barris, Blackish and Grownish, and all those other issues that he does, and some guy who our theater is named after.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
just be kidding me on.
So Tyra, man, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you from, how you got to Atlanta, all that good stuff.
So I was born in DC, raised in PG County, Maryland. And
Shout out
then,
to PG County.
shout out PG County. But then I was picking colleges and I came down to visit Clark, but didn't know if I really wanted to go. And they offered me a full tuition scholarship. So I said, yes, I will
That changes
definitely
things.
attend.
It changes things. That's good. So, and did you know that you wanted to be a theater maker when you got out of high school, or when you were in high school, or?
Absolutely. I have been acting since I was a child in the church, doing drama, singing, dancing. And my sister actually got into performing arts and she was attending all of these arts camps. And so I was like, oh, I want to be like my sister. So I started going. But then I really discovered a passion and love for it. And I've been hooked ever since. So I knew in high school, I was like, yeah, I'm a theater major. That's it. That's all.
We must have taught Lisa Watson up because she just joined one of the viewers. So since Lisa's here, talk a little bit about what was it like becoming a making theater at an HBCU, an illustrious one like Clark Atlanta?
I love my theater department so much. That is my family, from professors to other students. It's just very much a family environment. And we didn't always have the resources that we would have wanted to, but we always made it work. One of my professors, Professor Kit, we call his theater, whenever he did a production, it was 4 block theater because all we had was a stage and 4 blocks. And but we always made it work, and we got into a lot of devised work, so writing our own things and making sure we're telling our own story. So it was really empowering as a young artist.
So you and the rest of the Four Directions team, you all took to the task of helping to create two events for True Colors. We talked a little bit about the city of South Fulton. Sorry, Lisa just said what y'all say about me. We just talked about how great you are, Lisa. She always coming here and checking stuff. I appreciate you, Lisa. I love you so very much. back to what I was saying. You all created the City of South Fulton event, so we're really thankful for that. So if you guys have checked our Instagram story, our IG story, we'll repost the stuff that we're doing with the City of South Fulton for tomorrow. But I want you to talk a little bit about an event that we're going to do with True Colors tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about how you all work to create that.
So yeah, we are celebrating Juneteenth, and we wanted to put together a video to kind of help educate and let the people know about Juneteenth. And I did a lot of the research for it, and it was just very eye-opening because it's a lot of things you know, but there are some things you don't know. So like I learned about the trial of Zong, where already so many of those enslaved had died. And so in order to keep their profits up, they threw more slaves overboard. And it's just, it's specific stories like that, that you know generally what happened, but you don't know the specifics. And so doing the research to get into the specifics and really truly understand what this is about, like what Juneteenth is celebrating, because I've always known about it, but I don't feel like I've ever celebrated or it's never had the platform that it needs. And I think now is always the time, but now more than ever, we should definitely be celebrating.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been calling Juneteenth Liberation Day. That's one of the things that I like to think about. Talk a little bit about, you know, hey, here we are in this moment, 2020, you're graduating, seeing you're ready to take on the world, and you're faced with this pandemic, but also in the midst of seeing the effects of centuries, 400 plus years of white privilege, white supremacy, and racist ideology, and its effect that it's had on this nation. Can you talk a little bit about, like, what are the things that you're doing to practice your own liberation?
So I'm a very, I'm a go-getter person. So I have been out protesting, there are tons of ways to help. I've protested, I've helped donate. I like to spread awareness on my page. So I like to let people know about what's going on. But you made a very good point earlier also about taking care of your mental health and, you know, taking time to clock out, because I definitely have done that as well, because it can be very overwhelming. I've also been reading. A lot of my friends have been talking about, you know, reading new things. I was watching some videos and some recordings from Huey P. Newton and Angela Davis. So I think in this time, it's important to make sure your voice is heard, you know, advocating for the change you want to see, but also make sure you're educating yourself, because there's always more that you can learn. And all of these things happening at one time, it's been very overwhelming, but it's the reality of the situation we're in. And like, the person that I am, I want to trudge forward. I want to keep doing the work, and so we can continue to see change.
Yeah, man, you guys are forged in the fire, and I think that's going to be a benefit to all of us, definitely, as you all continue to make your mark, not just here in the Atlanta theater community, but the 2020 graduates and all the young people like you. I'm really excited about what it is. I feel like I've now been like pushed out and transitioned into one of the community elders against my will.
No, you can still,
kicking and screaming, but
no,
I'm still
you're so young. You're still a part of us.
I'm empowered by you guys. I'm motivated by you all and the work that you're doing. Tyra, before we let you go, I want you to take this moment to shout out who are the she griots in your life, the Black women that have impacted you and made you into the person you are today.
Oh, so many. First off, shout out Sandra Watkins. She is an amazing mother, a great mother. I love her to death. Would not be here without her. I could say so much about that woman, but she's amazing. I want to shout out my sister, Tracy. All of the women in my church have really helped me, specifically Dr. Janet Caldwell. She's amazing. She has supported me, supported my artistry. There's so many. I could be here all day, but I specifically just all of the women in my church, Miss Sharon James, Miss Tracy. It's just so many of those people. They really have instilled all of the things in me that have helped me turn into the person I am today. I think she's pretty cool.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Tyra, before actually, I wanted to let people know that, True Colors, we've been doing these hashtag real responses where we've been taking art submissions from artists in our community. We've been sharing them out on our platform to amplify their voice, to give them space and a platform to share their feelings, their honest feelings of where they are, where they find themselves in this moment. And Tyra, we want to thank you for creating one. Your real response will be out very, very soon. So we thank you for that. Tyra, tell people where they can learn more about you and your artistry.
So the best place to connect with me is here on Instagram. It's at Tyra underscore Marie underscore underscore. I act, I model, I sometimes dance, but this is definitely the best place to connect with me and see all of the work that I do.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Tyra. We'll shall see you soon.
Thank
Thanks
you so
again for joining
much.
us.
Right. Oh.
Good stuff, y'all. It's been just, again, I tell y'all all the time, and y'all probably get tired of me saying how much I love my job, because I do. And one of the best parts about it is being able to just be with, people who are being inspired by their work. So thank you guys very much for the support. Quick shout out to Tony, Miss Tony, for your donation. Thank you very much. And while I'm saying thanks to Tony, looks like another one just came in. Thank you, Kaya. We really, really appreciate you. Guys, again, our work is so, the work that we do in community is only helpful if the community finds what we do valuable, right? If we were just doing it for ourselves, like that is art for art's sake, and that doesn't have any value, especially in 2020. I believe that theaters in the 21st century have to be deeply rooted in our community. When you guys do and sign on to our podcast, when you donate like that, it lets us know that we are doing the work, and I'm extremely thankful for that. Let's go ahead and bring on Larson Kennedy. We are happy to get Larson. We hope that all the connection stuff, and it might be on my end. There she is, Larson. What's up?
Hey,
Welcome,
nothing
welcome,
but.
welcome. Thank you,
Thank you.
Larson. So we've been asking people, tell us about yourself and how you got to become a Four Direction apprentice.
Well, I was born in Atlanta and I spent my early childhood in New Jersey, and I live in Suwanee right now. And after studying at the Stella Adler Studio last summer, I was looking to kind of advance my career but also do something that continued to be meaningful. I didn't want to get stuck in a rut of me, me, me. So when I saw this application come out, and one of the biggest motivating factors for me was the commitment to social justice across all of these four theaters, and to advocacy, and to empowering people and empowering artists. So it was absolutely something that I was immediately interested in. And I was lucky enough to be chosen out of a multitude of very talented people who I'm sure will do great, great work in the Atlanta theater community. And I have the most incredible team that I get to work with. And I feel so incredibly lucky to get to be doing this work.
Yeah, we got a chance to meet Robbie and Tyra a little bit earlier. I would love for you to talk about your work. You mentioned social justice, and you had your indoctrination to the Four Directions program through True Colors. Can you talk a little bit about just what work have you been able to learn and do in your space as an ally in working for social justice?
I think one of the most incredible things that I've had the opportunity to do is reach out to people who you wouldn't necessarily consider allies because they're not necessarily vocal, they're not out there on the front lines, and to be able to have these tough discussions about inequalities and inequities in our society and realize that there are a lot more people that want to do the work, they just don't know how to, if that makes sense. And there have been times where it's been a tough discussion to have, and there's been blowback and there's been pushback even within my own family. And it's been an eye-opener to see how many people I would never have considered prejudiced, but who are, and who wouldn't even necessarily admit it to themselves until they're confronted with it. And it's that kind of on the ground work that isn't necessarily in terms of it's not necessarily traditional activism in the sense that it's protesting or advocacy within the legal system, but I think it also has its place, especially being a person who does have that privilege and is able to run in these circles to say, look, this is wrong, and be heard and be able to amplify voices that wouldn't necessarily be heard in that scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all have a role to play. And the only thing that is the wrong thing to do right now, well, let me not be so broad, but I think the wrong thing to do is to not do anything, right? Like, right. So finding what you can do to speak to this moment is super important. Larson, so you also played a part in creating True Colors Juneteenth celebration. Can you just speak a little bit about what roles you played inside of creating these events for us?
So for this project specifically, I wanted to take a backseat and just help in whatever way I can. So I've been doing a lot of the image collection. We found a lot of fascinating historical images, first-person sources from museums across the world. So that's been my role mainly, and just offering support whenever I can. But Robbie and Tyra and Daryl as well, our other member of the team, have been incredible and so committed to doing great work that my role has only been to support them and uplift them. And I think that's my main function for this project specifically. And we do, what's incredible about this team is that we're able to run in our own lanes, but also those lanes can kind of shift and interchange and cross over. And Robbie can say, hey, Larson, can you do this? And I'm like, yes, I gotcha. But I know too that if I said, Robbie, I really can't, he would be like, I got it, no worries. It's this give and take that's really beautiful and been an incredible thing to be a part of.
So as in a focus for, you know, Liberation Day and Juneteenth tomorrow, it's always the day where we are asking people just to think, reflect, and learn, and then strategize about what's next. I'm interested to know, like, hey, what have you learned in some of the research you were doing around Juneteenth, the image collection or whatever? And then as you think about how you want to celebrate the day and how you want to help advance and move forward, what do you feel like, hey, here's the thing that now I'm more inspired to do?
So one of the most incredible things I found in looking, especially through these images, is how vastly and festively this holiday was celebrated in the early 1900s before it kind of fell out of favor. At least in my communities that I have lived in, it's kind of a forgotten holiday and most people wouldn't know about the history. And I didn't know how festive it was and that it was intentionally kind of left out of the history books. And this part of the nation's history, much less the history of a specific culture, had been completely erased. There are these incredible pictures that are absolutely beautiful of horse-drawn carriages that are just decorated in flowers, the spokes of every wheel, the reins on the horses, covered in flowers. And it's the most beautiful imagery. And I want it to be that every Juneteenth from here on out can be purely a celebration. And it's a shame that it's not. It's a shame that it still is something that everyone has to strive for. So moving forward, I would hope that whatever work needs to be done now to make sure that it can be that festive celebration, of course, with an underscore of suffering and honoring the past and understanding where you've come from and where you're going, I would hope that that kind of spirit of community can be re-enlightened and you can kind of put your feet to the fire and get that bolt that everyone needs to be happy, because it should be a joyous celebration.
Well, you know, and we know, especially with the upcoming season at True Colors, but that is joy and pain is they're inextricably linked in the lives of Black people. So that is what we do, right? We celebrate big. We don't do anything half-ass. Even in celebration, even when we are honoring and remembering from where we've come and where we're looking forward to, we find ways to honor and revere it while also celebrating it. Before I let you go, I really want to hear about a little bit about your artistry. How do you find yourself? Like, what type of art making makes you feel most comfortable?
I'm a big fan of folk art. I think there are a lot of voices, especially in this country, that have been unheard. And there's an emphasis on fine art, which I think leaves a lot of people feeling like they don't fit in, they're not seen. So I'm a big fan of bluegrass and understanding the roots of the history of this kind of native art form, just like jazz. These purely American things that have developed and evolved over 400 years. I'm also a huge fan of fiber art. I love to crochet and knit. I'm secretly 80. So anything like that that's kind of off the wall, a bit strange, not necessarily like Da Vinci or any kind of great master, just that interesting nitty-gritty on the ground kind of stuff is what I'm really interested in.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And Larson, we've been celebrating She Griots all season long. Tell us about a couple of the Black women in your life that have played a major role, or maybe as a mentor, a teacher, or whomever.
And I want to preface this by saying I'm not a kiss up. She's no longer paying me. But when I saw this question, I thought, oh, Nikki, I love her. I adore her. And if she sees this, she's going to text me. When I first got the callback interview for this apprenticeship program, I remember walking into the theater at Outfront Theater Company and seeing Ms. Nikki Toombs and thinking, that's who I want to be. Not in a creepy way, but that energy, the vitality, the absolute investment in everything she does has been incredible to watch. Absolutely incredible to watch. You have a gem, Mr. Jude. You have a gem.
Well, I appreciate She's that.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
we know.
And has absolutely changed my outlook on how to teach, how to perform. She writes, she sings, she does everything. It's phenomenal to watch, and I feel so lucky to have gotten to work with her so intensely and to get to continue to work with her on projects like this.
Nikki Toombs is a saint. We know that. We have benefited so much from her, but also what the Atlanta theater community has benefited from is the way in which she pours into everyone who she comes in contact with. And to know that she's had that type of effect on you really makes me smile, and really is why we were so excited to join the Four Direction Apprentice Program. And this is a testament to that. So Larson, thank you very, very much. Thank you for battling through all of our connection issues. But it was very great to have you on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
No problems. And see you soon, okay?
Bye.
All right, you all, you heard from three of our four Direction apprentices today and all of the amazing work that they've been able to do. If you are just tuning in, this is True Colors Podcast, episode number 13. Here we've been doing it for 13 weeks. This time we are celebrating our Juneteenth celebration. Liberation Day is tomorrow, the 19th of June. We are celebrating 155 years of this holiday and in 2020. It feels, you know, Liberation Day can feel heavy, but I refuse to let it feel heavy. Not tomorrow, Satan. Tomorrow, I am celebrating my spirit. I'm celebrating the spirit of the people who have come before me. I'm celebrating the fact that we are all human and that our hue is what makes us the type of people that we are. I'm looking forward to celebrating it while socially distanced and mostly virtually with everybody that I can. I want to give a quick shout out to the City of South Fulton and the Southwest Arts Center for their work. They're going to present a Juneteenth celebration. So check the City of South Fulton. We'll be sure to share that stuff in our IG story and on our Instagram and social media pages. True Colors, we participated in that, so we have a video. But you'll also see a True Colors event. Where we'll do a small little bit on social media for people. You know, on Facebook, because that's what Facebook does, they brought a memory to me for this time last year. True Colors had the opportunity to march in the Juneteenth parade. And that was really one of my favorite moments as a True Colors member, because what it provided us an opportunity was to be in community. Again, I mentioned it. If a theater, especially in the 21st century, is disconnected from the community in which it operates in, it's not doing its job. So I'm thankful for our appearance in the Juneteenth parade because it allowed more people to hold True Colors accountable to living out not just our mission, but our vision of thriving at the intersection of artistic excellence and civic engagement. So we're thankful for you all. For those of you all who watch us on the podcast, continue to keep us accountable, continue to try to find more opportunities for True Colors to use our artistry to elevate the voices of those who are in our community. We want to use our platform for that. If our platform is not a tool of liberation, we are not, in fact, living out the values that we profess, and we're really missing an opportunity. And Juneteenth is a good opportunity for us to investigate what we do and how we do it. You all, you know, I always open this up for questions. So if you have any questions, feel free to write them down in the little comment section down there. Again, thank you to all the people who have donated. This means a lot to us anytime that people reach into their pocket and support our work. It means so much. So just thank you all for that. What can I do as I wait for questions and think about it? You know, I'm just really thankful, man. I've been practicing a lot of like mindfulness this week, really slowing down, trying to be present a little bit more. Yesterday, I put together a grill so I can get some, throw some meat on the grill tomorrow for Juneteenth. So, you know, those types of activities are the things that I'm doing, is just to try to keep myself sane, because there's so many things pulling at us, right? You know, it's, we've been talking on this space for what feels like all 13 weeks, but definitely in the last 6 weeks, just about what's happening to Black people in this country. And as Atlanta theater, we can't overlook what's happening in our city right now, where we keep on seeing it happen again and again and again. I've been trying to remove myself enough so that I'm still able to do the work and do the fight. And I'm hoping that you all are all finding your healing. And hey, if you're not ready to heal, if you're still, if you're in the midst of it, be there, celebrate, be there, enjoy that. And I'm trying to do that as well. I'm trying to monitor my healing while also engaging my rage to do something. True Colors, we've been putting out the real responses. I know I made mention to it earlier, and I want you to continue to check our social media. We posted recently Brittany Inge, who was in our First Noel, the First Noel, but she's also on BET's Boomerang. She plays Crystal, I believe. She put out a real response. We've also put out some videos. So if you are an artist, or if you're just, even if you're an artist or not, and you have comments and you want to find a way to challenge how you're feeling, just use the hashtag real responses. Put the S on the end, hashtag real responses. And we'll use our platform to elevate and amplify your voice, because we want to make sure that our community is heard loud and clear. We don't want people telling our stories. Zora Neale Hurston says, and of course, as soon as I said her name, I feel like I'm about to quote, but I believe it is, if you are silent about your pain, they will kill you and say you enjoyed it, right? So we want to make sure that we are not silent. As we are wrapping up our celebration of Black women storytellers and the She Griots, not that we're not going to continue to tell those Black stories, but our season theme next season is joy and pain. We want to make sure that we are very vocal about the things that we feel, about celebrating our joy and navigating our pain. So we want to use that platform. It's not just for us to tell stories to you, but we also want to use our platform to receive and amplify and uplift your stories. All right, so seeing no questions and feeling like I have said what I got to say, I want to thank you all for rocking with us for episode 13. Come back next week. We'll be talking about some more stuff, all things Black theater, all things Atlanta theater. Thank you guys for rocking with us. Peace. See you next week. Bye-bye.